This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe held its annual 2020 State of the Band Address in mid-January. Here's reporter Leah Lem with the story.
More than 1,200 band members and local and state leaders came together to share a meal and to hear Chief Executive Melanie Benjamin speak. Several others took the stage to say prayers and welcome the audience. In attendance was Governor Tim Walz, who spoke about the partnership between the tribe and Minnesota's executive office.
And when we're trying to find that commonality and seeing some young people here, it's the idea that every single one of our children, black, white, brown, or indigenous, should get the same opportunity to succeed, the same education, the same access to health care, and the same quality of life that allows them to. It's important for us to have those conversations. It's important for us to recognize those historical injustices so that we can start to talk about the things we do together. And it's one of the reasons that one of the very first actions Lieutenant Governor Flanagan and myself took was consultation with all 11 of our sovereign tribal nations, not talking to or not talking at, but consultation with, to understand where things need to go.
Governor Walz talked about continued relationship building through the Governor's Executive Order 1924, which he signed after taking office in 2019. The order solidifies government-to-government relations between the state and tribes, and it requires all state agencies to designate tribal liaisons in order to uphold government-to-government conversations.
Executive Order 1924 strives to keep our past promises and recognizes the unique status of self-determination, of sovereignty, of self-governments, and the right to exist and relationships on an expectation of government to government as equals, is what 1924 does. And what comes out of that is it asks all of our state agencies before they take any action to have tribal consultation.
Chief Executive Melanie Benjamin announced the tribal liaison position for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
And a major development for Minnesota tribes, and especially for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, it is my honor to announce to you that Bradley Harrington Jr. has just accepted the offer to serve as the new tribal liaison for the Minnesota of Natural Resources. He will soon begin advising the state DNR. His new supervisor, Commissioner Sarah Strawman, was going to be here today, but she couldn't get her plane to make it this far. So I'll talk to the governor. It will be a privilege for the state to have Brad working for you. And please make sure he's treated well, or I will come down there and bring him back.
Bradley Harrington was previously the commissioner for the tribe's Department of Natural Resources. At the beginning of her speech, Melanie Benjamin began with thanks and remembrance of our ancestors. She spoke of the importance of the drum as a connection to the Anishinaabe spirit. And with this, Melanie emphasized how the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe is continuing to work on being good ancestors in many ways, including upholding rights to homelands, developing a tribal farm, and a new Ojibwe language program.
Wiping out our language was a strategy of the colonizers to assimilate us into American culture. But we now have a plan to preserve and teach our language forever. The band has achieved federal approval to create an exciting Ojibwe language teaching system, which is also going to create jobs for band members. When people would talk about how we are losing our language, Jim Clark used to say, "You can't lose something that you're giving up." Through this program, we are going to get it back, and we will give it to our band members again. Chief Executive Art Gobble's goal was one day to have Ojibwe spoken throughout the government center and in meetings. With this new project, we might reach that goal very soon. Band members will be able to learn our language and our ceremonies can continue forever. This is how we will be good ancestors.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with support from the Minnesota History Center, presenting Our Home, Native Minnesota, an exhibit that teaches the stories and history of Dakota, Ojibwe, and other tribal nations. Our Home, Native Minnesota is on display at the History Center in St. Paul.